1450 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee. And as always, phone lines are open if you have questions or comments. Our chance to check in on Pottawatomie County and some of the things going on there, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. And I guess, well, let's just get right to it. I know that a terrible accident out on Highway 24 and Flush Road. There have been accidents there before, and I know there's a lot of concerns. In fact, we noticed on our Facebook page, or actually is a petition that's been formed once again. And I know I've covered the meetings before when they've tried to do things out there at Flush Road and Highway 24, and they have done some things. In fact, there has been some work done out there. But just some of your thoughts, and I know it is really, as far as I understand it, it's more of a KDOT matter, but I will let you explain.
Well, it's a KDOT matter in that they make the decision about what's going to happen on the state Highway 24 highway. We have been encouraged, and matter of fact, we did participate in the turn lanes and the expansion of after the turn lanes on up toward Flush Road to try and improve that. That was done last summer, I believe. And the challenge of that road is to new drivers, and people aren't aware of it, when they try to turn and go to the north, there's a little short piece of road between the two highways they sit on, and matter of fact, that particular morning, I took Hopkins Creek because I didn't want to get down there and sit in line. It's a known bottleneck, especially with kids going up to Rock Creek. And so KDOT would have to take a look at that and see that it had deficiencies. This morning on TV, I saw in Houlton County where the five people got killed that they looked at that and said, slow down. It's not in our plans right now. So I don't mind the petition. It enforces or says that the public is interested, but it is very difficult for counties at the current rate of the state not having highway money that they have taken and moved to everything else. Those kinds of developments and needs slip to the back, and there may be overlaying roads, but building new safety features is pretty thin right now.
And of course, I think what in the issue in the petition they mention is lack of visibility. And I know they've done a lot of things with the reduced speed limit, the flashing signs, and some of the other improvements in that particular location. It's tough. And we actually got a phone call yesterday. My reporter Brady Bowman told me that someone was concerned because now, of course, the bond issue that was passed for Rock Creek Junior Senior High School, they're putting in a new middle school, they're doing some work there, means more growth, more traffic in that location, which is concerning maybe.
Yes, and the county is doing a countywide plan, a 10,000-foot look at where economic development should occur, where housing should occur, what are the utility needs out in the areas, and often schools don't consult with local government about the infrastructure and support that might be there. And it will make a difference if we get some plans in that. We're doing it very intensively on Blue Township. We can talk about that later if you have a call. But
we do have a phone call, and let's go ahead and take that. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please, with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee.
Good morning, Dee. Thanks for all your hard work and your efforts that you're putting into your job. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
I used to own a business there on Highway 24. Right along there where they did the extra lane going back here almost 25 years ago. And there were, in my opinion, many deficiencies in the way that roadway was laid out to begin with. I think somebody in an office somewhere, without ever coming out and looking at the site, designed the road. The intersection at the Flush Road was dangerous, to say the least, before the new lane was put in on the north side there. But it was 10 times more dangerous after they put the new lane in there because the sight distance, especially back to the east, is horrible because the road's too darn high right there.
That's where you're talking, turning to the north. Yes, I understand.
Flush Road and Highway 24. I had quite a go around with them. Where my business was, they wanted to cut me off and put a ditch between the frontage road and the front of my building, and there wasn't enough room for it. So we finally convinced them that if they just changed their plans a little bit, it would be cheaper to build and easier to maintain. But I wasn't in on that 24 Flush Road intersection, unfortunately. But ever since that road was built, when it was first opened, the speed limit on it was 70 miles an hour, which at the time I thought was ridiculous, and I raised Cain about it, and everybody else along there did too. Not just the people that owned businesses, but the people who had to drive it every day between Wamego and Manhattan, and who had to pull out on the highway.
It's 60 now.
Roads. I know. Well, it's 60 at the intersection.
Yes.
But it's 65 elsewhere on that road. And in my opinion, with the amount of traffic that that road has to bear, even 65 is too fast. And you know as well as I that if you put a speed limit on there, people are going to do anywhere from 5 to 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. And that's ridiculous when you have all the kids that are having to go across that intersection there to get to and from Rock Creek School. And
yeah.
The demographic in Pottawatomie County is in the south end of the county, not the north or the central. It's in the south end of the county. So anything that can be done to improve that, and lowering the speed limit would be one of the things, but you can't lower the speed limit if you don't step on it hard and enforce it.
Well, I've seen quite a few people stopped on my trips back and forth to Wamego recently, so
yeah,
everybody should anticipate the opportunity.
Right. And if the county's looking for funds, and if the state's looking for funds, they can make a fortune down there in that 60-mile-an-hour speed zone if they just enforce it and write some tickets down there.
Yeah, the county doesn't get that money.
No.
I understand that. But still, that is dangerous. And it's ridiculous that they can't do something about it. It was a poor design to begin with, and it's going to cost millions of dollars to repair it. And we've already spent another $1 million on that intersection down there, and it's slightly better, but not a whole lot. I saw the skid marks on the road yesterday. There must have been a hell of a wreck down there, but I don't know anything about it.
Two teenagers were injured, and yeah, we've been reporting on that today. So,
thank you very much, Dee, for what you do.
Thank you for calling.
I would say, just as a fill-in, what citizens can send up to that. The folks at KDOT may make a difference. We have already received permission at Columbia Road and West Wamego, where the kids go across to the football field and all the people try to get out. And it's a two-lane similar thing. Haven't been, I don't know if they're, I can't account for incidents, but there are times when the kids are going there that it's more important to have some controls. But I've tried to modify speed limits in the county, and that's kind of tough. We've made some headway. And what you said about slowing it down there, when we talk with them, we can mention it, but it's their data that drives the decision.
Richard Carlson, by the way, of course, who's involved with
Secretary
KDOT.
Secretary of Transportation.
Is the former Pottawatomie. The early days when I first started at K-Man, he was a commissioner up there. So
he was a state rep when I was commissioner for
right.
a period of time back in the good old days.
Well, and Stephanie Watts actually was in. We've had several stories this morning from the Flint Hills Metropolitan Planning Organization, and I know she talked about 24. I don't know if she talked about this particular stretch of it when she was in. But
it's the Blue Township stretch, and we did, in collaboration with Manhattan, do the Bluetooth study. In other words, there's a little reader that takes people that are driving Bluetooth and says where they started and where they ended, and it was done as a traffic study, and she did present to the county commission at Pottawatomie County yesterday. I sit on the MPO, the traffic thing, regional traffic committee. I have to design this so that people understand what it is. And I have, based on studies and so on from 2003, constantly said that a major priority to Cure 24 is to give us an access north part of Manhattan over into our county. And the traffic study says, well, people will still come down to the road, but I keep saying I live straight out from Kimball, even further north than Kimball. And if I had that road, I wouldn't go down to 24. And we are, as a county commission, building a cross arterial on Elm Slough over to Junietta. I mean, it's just a general long-range plan in our county. And if people could come down from Westmoreland and take that route in, they wouldn't be down to 24. And that is about safety and security with NBAF and with the issues that we face over in growth in our side of the county. It is important for us to have that second route, because we did close, while we were working on Excel Road, we closed Green Valley because they hit a gas line. And parents couldn't get to their kids and kids couldn't get home. And if you look at the map at Green Valley and all the way into Manhattan, it's a peninsula. And once you go past Green Valley, there's no alternative route. If a truck gets on fire or they blow up the road or there's a flood, we should be prepared for the future of safety for all the people. And that is one of the obligations of commissioners. When we go to the Association of Counties, we have to talk about health and security and safety, and not existential things that are, you know, fancy or nice or other things as primary. Those are, of course, not eliminated, but they cannot be the priority under a tax lid. And as I see, the federal government's going to take away some of the rights of counties to have refinance and so on. We really have to focus on that road. So going back to the Bluetooth study, I, as a commissioner for this area, will say that to make three lanes, which is a recommendation all the way from Green Valley into Manhattan, takes care of Manhattan, but it doesn't answer my citizens' needs for a second safe route. And I put that on the committee, put that route on the map. But now I find that if we don't have the money to show that we can do it right now, we can't put it on the map. But if it's not on the map, then we can't get the money. So it's kind of like a conundrum. Anyway, it gives me an opportunity sometimes to be patient. But I'm not giving it up. And I said that to Stephanie yesterday. What I represent is the people who have different, we've had 125 of them meet in Blue Township the other day to talk about issues and so on. And people are very interested in what's going to happen there. And that's where we're heading, is to plan that.
A lot of growth going on, absolutely no doubt about that at all. And I know we'll continue to keep an eye on that. We do have another call before we go to break. And welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Now, Kansas says that state of Kansas says they have money for a priority project from Manhattan to Pop County, but they've designated 24. If you had some kind of a method of an alternate 24 across that bridge up there at Marlette or wherever behind the radio station, maybe we could get the money from the state. But we've already killed the sheriff's boy there at Flesh Road, and 15 years ago we killed the much-beloved UPS man there on 24. We sure need to do something about it besides three-laning, because they claim that when they six-lane that 24, it will still be at max traffic. And if we had that bridge across there, north, headed over to the municipal, what they call the municipal development plan by Westmoreland, then you could talk about six-lane and 24, and it wouldn't be maxed out.
Well, part of my challenge is when I was a commissioner years ago in Dodge City, when we came to doing bypasses, the commissioners, and I said this to Stephanie yesterday, the commissioners talked to the state and said, here's the politics of it. And at right now, and there's really strong, talented people working on the plan, but they're looking at the studies and they talk to the state. And so it's kind of a step in there that makes it more difficult. I'm not sure I even personally in the job that I have grasp it, but it frustrates me mightily, and I told the other commissioners, I'm just keeping it on my agenda. I need the people in Manhattan to support that.
We have another call to a listener real quickly. Go ahead.
You know, if we have a shovel-ready plan to do that, when our next president comes up with a shovel-ready plan, like got you Highway 18 and all the bridges repaired up on 24 over to Topeka, we can have that bridge put in. But
yes,
if we don't
and
have
that
a shovel-ready plan, you know, somebody's got their finger up their nose.
That's what I asked for. It's advanced preliminary engineering. It's called an APE study, and that's what we need to do. Both counties and city of Manhattan need to do that and get the plan and the right-of-way protected so we can
do it.
Thank you very much. And we have another call. I figured this might get the phone lines ringing today. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, and thank you. I would like to also say that our children use Flush as a main entrance in there, and it's time to get an overpass. We're going to lose more kids, more family members, and it just needs to be done. They bit the bullet for a improvement to the school. Now let's bite the bullet and get a bridge. Thank you.
The possibility of that probably rests in some, and this is projecting, but the county could go forward with like a half a cent sales tax to do the matching of that kind of bridge and overpass, if that's how the design makes it. And it does tentatively start at about Flush Road and go over there. So you're looking at it. I hesitate when I hear them talking about planning to say that it's going to be 2035 before we get there. And that's kind of where we are right now. I don't find that necessarily acceptable for the planning.
Okay. Maybe another, let's go ahead and take a break. We're way overdue for a break. Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee with us today, and lots of interest in this particular topic. I know a lot of other things going on in Pottawatomie County, too. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.